and state your name and the mic.
My name's Eric Wright from living Branson. Have since the early 80s.
You have two properties here?
There are two properties there.
Okay. We looked at them earlier and we were trying to figure out a couple things. We didn't quite understand. Well, we didn't.
Go ahead.
Oh, I think we were questioning. So you, Wesley, was a different one. Both lots combined, you're saying, according to that opinion that was given?
50 cents a foot.
So is that?
43,000.
For both of them combined?
Correct, uh-huh.
And then, and I, okay, so John Moore's a Branson commercial real estate.
I brought a packet in today from Eric Roberts, and he owns the adjoining property, everything around it. And I went to an auction, and I was the only other bidder, and he ended up buying everything that has the trees on it there pretty much. Okay. For, and east of Gargis Road, there's two lots down in there.
Yep.
And he paid, I think, $200 for about 14 acres.
Is that where the historical value is, Danny?
Is it, now you were, when you say you went to a sale.
Uh-huh, so Billy Long auction. It's the most recent comparable.
Okay, that's been a while because Billy Long has been in office.
Well, it's been a while, it's the most recent one, and I brought the packet in today.
Okay. Is Billy Long still doing auctions?
I don't think so.
No, see, but that's been a while since that took place. Well, you're...
This happened until, this is 2007. This
okay.
We've looked at properties out in the Branson area, Fall Creek area, in the past. We haven't done anything at 50 cents a foot.
Okay.
No, nothing. I don't know where that figure come up. Jug, do you know what might be in that, down in that particular? I've looked at your comparables, and they're not comparable. The acreage may be the same. You've got one that's 9, one that's 10, so on and so forth. So I've looked at those. I can't see anything that's comparable. If I'm missing something in the board, Jeff, Randy, Mike, Brandon, if you see anything that's comparable about those comparables, let me know what it is, because I don't see it.
And we're just talking about 2 1-acre lots here, aren't we?
Yes.
I think what Danny's saying is it's hard to take a 10-acre lot in the obvious all-residential area like Acacia Club and use that as a comparable for 2 1-acre lots in Branson, with both residential and commercial in the same area.
That's basically putting it together. Like I said, I just don't see anything comparable. So.
So it's hard. It's hard for us to be able to use those as comparables, if that makes sense.
Okay.
And I don't believe that you want to use a square footage number to figure these value of these lots. You would be better off to look at them as comparable lots that are in the general area that may be on that same street.
That's what like. Mr. Roberts has there on the right side. And he can't. Did you get that packet? There's a.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have it.
Okay.
Oh, this is what's on there?
Yes. Right.
Chuck, do you have a thought?
Not too solid yet. I'm looking at the lot, if I followed you, that's just to the east. We've got it on at 75 cents a foot, it looks like. 2011, we...
Are these zoned as commercial or are they zoned as residential?
They're zoned as commercial.
So that's why they're doing a per square foot price?
That's right.
I say, because, yeah, normally you don't do a...
Right, but on commercial you do.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And that was...
That's why I was asking on that. Yeah.
Okay.
In 2011, that parcel there went from whatever the value was, $353,000 to $212,000, which is 75 cents a foot. One with the trees on it there. And then if you go on the other side, Gargs. That one's also at 75 cents commercial. And it did that same thing, so I don't know if that was a BOE action in 2011. It went from 163 to 98.
I'm not sure what the BOE is.
We're not talking about this specific property. That's next to it. It's next to it.
Even then, isn't that a 9-acre track?
They're all broken up into, it may, just like you were saying, they're all sold individually. I think of it as one, but the sale prices are per acre, and then we break it down into per foot as commercial.
That one on the right side is probably about 3 acres, looks like, and one on the left might be 5 or something.
That's 6 acres.
It's all in lots. Just like my two, there's a line there. That one on the right, they're all in lots.
Are they steep? There's no obsolescence factor. You've got them cleared, looks like.
I keep it brush hog, keep it mowed.
Okay.
My two. The ones on the right are Mr. Roberts.
And you say it's you said it's 75 cents per square foot on the ones that are assessed by the one that you brought as a comparable right here for, mm-hmm. You said Mr.
Roberts.
And he Roberts.
Paid like 20 cents a foot, I think. And he's got that piece there, too, that went with it.
Right here.
Just below that, the one, well... No, sir. You had it, but for some reason they both lit up.
What are you wanting to these to end up at? They're going to end up both the same.
I think
it's just she's had them since '91. They've been up for sale since then, and she's still got them. And it's because the prices are too high. Pardon?
What are you asking for?
I don't know what she'd take for them, but she hasn't had any offers.
Does she have them listed, though? Or?
No, okay. Not listed. She's,
you just said she's had them for sale. Sorry.
Well, they're for sale.
Okay, but you don't know at what price. Mm-hmm. The problem we run into is, at least for me, and I don't know about these guys, they're worth more than, in my opinion, 50 cents a foot. But what? And that's my question, and I don't know. So, you know, if you said, hey, she had them listed for $15,000 an acre lot, mm-hmm. and she hasn't got any bites, mm-hmm. okay, well, then maybe that's, you know, but if we don't know even what she's asking mm-hmm. for and not had any bites, I guess that'd be my question. Is
I can only say that I bid on or against Eric Roberts and dropped out at that 220. I thought that was the...
220.
$220,000 for all that property.
That's for the full 10 acres.
Well, mm-hmm. they're broken up individually. They would have... Been
and
assigned.
8 acres.
Yeah. And I was the only other buyer or bidder.
Right.
So you got $22,000 a lot. Is what if you tried to combine the whole
thing.
That's
right.
And you're being assessed a 53 and you don't have any idea.
$1.53. $1.50. Aren't they appraised at $1.50?
$1.25. I make a motion with discussion that we, if the property next door is assessed at 75 cents a square foot, that sets a precedent that we assess these at 75 cents per square foot, which 75 cents times 43,560.
$33,323.40, because it's 1.02 acres.
What was that number?
$33,323.40. So you say
33,300. Based on the value next door, which is the comparable that you gave us. Mm-hmm. Do I have a second?
Well, I'll second your motion, but I've got a question for Chuck. Where did you come up with $1.25 that we've got listed here?
That was the value I got when I got here. It's been there since 2011. I don't know how it was established in 2011.
Okay. Let me add, but here's what I heard a while ago, and you thought it was probably done by the assessor as a group because everything around it was $1.25. Is that what I heard?
For me?
Yeah.
No, these two lots that we're looking at are on at $1.25 a foot. The two parcels to the right that are wooded, we joined it there, are on at 75 cents a foot. And both of those values started 2011.
Oh, so you thought it was an action by the BOE?
I thought it might have been a BOE action. I don't know. I don't know where that number came from.
But I seconded your motion there for 33,000. What?
300.
For which lot?
Both of them.
Okay, I can't.
2016-36.
We can do it twice if we need to.
Yeah. Well, you just have to list both parcel numbers. 32
and 33. BOE numbers.
How much
are? 32 and 33
for
33.3. BOE number 32.
BOE number 32 and 33. Yeah. Danny,
do you want to amend your second? I'm in my second.
Mr. Chairman, you have a motion and a second?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. Anything else from me?
You'll receive a letter from the county clerk stating what happened, and then if you have any questions on that, we'll kind of give you some explanation on that.
Okay. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good one, Eric.
Teleconferences. Well, I thought everybody was in person from here on out.
We had four.
I'm talking about that hour roll that we had.
The last two.
Right now.
No, those.
That's what I mean. We should have done those while we were
two after the next one.
Is this an empty lot in Emerald Point?
I believe your next one is Tinyville, 440 Emerald Street.
Oh.
I should say you put 15,000 on each lot.
No, 33,300.
For each lot?
Correct.
Okay. So that would be 60,000 of you. For both lots.
Yeah, so BOE number 2016-33. Has a valuation set at through $33,300. Okay. BOE number 2016-32 has a valuation of $33,300.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking.
Is that right, Jeff?
I thought you put them down.
I wouldn't pay attention to you.